whatever gets your motor running. Yeah, whatever it is. Oh, you gotta keep it coming. That's the way you gotta live. Whatever gets you where you're going. It doesn't matter where you've been. Whatever gets your motor running. That's the way you gotta
just heard a snippet of the new single, You Gotta Live, by powerhouse country duo Smoke and Ashes. Country music's hot new duo, Smoke and Ashes, is a partnership of industry veterans. Musician, singer-songwriter, producer, and more, Peter Lesperance and multi-award winner singer-songwriter Aaron Allen. This country band is fueled with their lifelong love of rock and country music. They are undeniably talented singer-songwriters, performers, and recording artists who have plowed their trade for decades, and it is no surprise at all why these two artists are making incredible music together. They are just getting started for 2022, and we cannot wait. There is so much buzz and exciting news about this new duo. Here to talk about the new single and their upcoming debut EP is country duo Smoke and Ashes, Pete Lesperance and Aaron Allen.
Nice to hear your voice.
Oh. Yeah, thanks for having us back again. That's amazing. It feels like it was 10 seconds ago when we did this. Yeah. Like a whole year or whatever. Wow.
It's so great to have you guys both back. As you said, it is doing all this during COVID. What's it been like for you, Pete, to be able to finally get back into the studio and actually perform together?
Well, I mean, it was amazing. It was fun just to actually be in the same room with Aaron and play our songs together for the first time. I mean, everything we've done has been at his studio, my studio individually, and then we bring the stuff together. So it was just nice to kind of make it, made it real. We just sat there and sang through the songs. Went, oh, okay, this doesn't totally suck. Let's do this. So, it was fantastic. It really put the heart back into the music for me, anyway, personally. But
Well, I got re-inspired for sure. I've been in an artist lull, as most of us have, and then when I went down to Pete, like, I'm happy now. I wasn't so happy, but then when I went down and jammed with Pete, and I'm like, man, okay, it's back. I feel good again. I feel good. Let's do this.
Oh, right. A good timing, too, with spring.
Yeah, for sure.
And being able to get ready for all this live performance and getting ready to promote all this, because you guys are just putting the final touches on the EP right now.
Well, yeah, we've because we're independent, we're still kicking around what we're doing. I think we're just going to keep releasing singles. We were going to release, just drop it as a big chunk of, but then the whole year kind of went by with COVID and, you know, we haven't even put the band together yet. Like I said, Aaron and I just got in the room together for the first time. So I think we're just going to keep releasing singles for the time being, and we're going to get the live thing together basically in May. We're going to rehearse the band and we'll be, we've already kind of started looking at some shows and we're going to get going on for the summer.
Oh, I cannot wait for the shows. I got to be there. That's one place I got to be able to see you guys all playing. Is Jeff and Justin going to be accompanying you guys on the road, Aaron?
Hopefully. I think it might be logistically hard for Justin. Jeff, yeah, 100%. We're not so sure about what we could do about Justin right now. Like, if we can afford to bring him out and the show's paying up, I think we will. But
I'm
not too sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got kind of a few players that we're going to put in play. He's one of them. And Pete's got a buddy, Barry, too, that was playing in Hare and Scarum, too. So we got to kind of have backups for our players, you know, that are super, super busy.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, you guys have got some stellar players on all the songs that you guys have been recording. Tell us about that, Pete, and doing the production for the songs that you've released so far, because you've just released your third one and we're going to get into that, but just tell us about that.
Well, I mean, it's cool because it's the Sharp Nine team. Bill Miller, our manager, he manages music producer, and also manages Smoke and Ashes, and is working with Aaron as well. So basically it's all just one big family. He also manages Justin and Spencer. So, you know, we all kind of work together. Like, I get Justin to play on stuff for me. Aaron is now getting Justin to play on stuff for him. I play on stuff for Justin. It's all just this big thing that we're kind of doing all the time. So in one way, it's quite ordinary that this is how we operate. Like, Jeff and I are sending files back and forth constantly. He's sending me drums for things. I'm sending him guitars and banjos and dobros and whatever. Like, this is kind of the daily job. What makes it different is that we're doing it for ourselves, which is really cool. Like for me, I mean, it's kind of my focus at the moment. And it's, just really exciting to get to take all the stuff I've been doing for the last, 4 years in the production and playing departments and kind of focus them on, my own art. And I say art with a small A, of course, but.
Oh, come on.
Not important. Nice. The big capital A.
I was going to say, like, small A, we're talking small triple A, yeah. We're talking.
Yeah. Annoying, all of it.
Oh, no, I'm telling you, you do so much. I said so many times, I don't know how you do it all, because you are one of the best guitar players I know, and at the same time, the most sought after studio musician. And you play on the tours with every one of the artists that all the fans love, that Canadian represents. It's just so incredible how busy you are.
Well, touring I don't do. That's the one thing I haven't been doing. It's all studio work, basically, for me. I mean, I went out with Michelle Wright a bunch of years ago. I went out with the Stellas a bunch of years ago. But, it's really just basically been in the studio these days. But, again, same thing, though. Just great to be focusing it back on our own stuff,
It's great for being able to work on this project. It's only been a year since you guys sat together for the first time. And Aaron, like, to turn around and think about that and where you guys are at now and this whole project that has evolved through COVID. And, that was a task in itself to be able to work through all that. But the songs you guys have been releasing, just the sound you guys have been after, and it is just hitting the fans and the playlists, streaming downloads. It's been amazing. Absolutely amazing. Tell us about that.
Well, when I went down to chill out with Pete there, I was saying, like, man, if COVID never happened, I don't think this project would have happened. So in one respect, it's like we got all this great music and we're trying to put it out at a time where it's really tough. Let's be honest. It's really tough to get traction. We can't back it up with shows. Soon we can. But I mean, in one hand, I look at it and I go, darn COVID. But in the other hand, I go, hey, if that didn't happen, I don't think we would have been able to do the work that we did now, because maybe Pete would be busier with the live shows, or, I know I definitely would be, and we would have had less time to put forth on this project. But we really dug in. I remember the first time I sat down with Pete, it's very customary to just write songs till you get a good one. But Pete said, hey, man, we got the time. We're just going to write the songs for the EP. We're not going to write 50 songs. We're just going to write 6 really amazing songs. And we took the time just to sit down and craft them. I remember the song, You Gotta Live. We almost dumped that. We couldn't find the right combination. Mm. But we had the time to keep coming back, and we found it. So in one aspect, the follow-up to what we're doing is tough because of COVID. But the creative process, I don't think, suffered at all. I think it was actually improved. So kind of a catch-22, but either way, hopefully we're on the other side of it. Now we're starting to book shows, so we get to back it up, and we get this other half that we've been waiting to do. And we got a little taste of it just sitting at Pete's house and jamming, but now we're even more excited to book. So we're getting that done, and we're going to do the other half now and see what that's all about.
It's so true, when you look back at the creativity, the time that you guys would never have. Like, you schedule, slotted time to write with this person, a slotted time to write with this person, and it's just, then you're doing your touring in between, playing live music, as you said, just to get out there and make the money. And, it's not an easy task. And then to do it this way, through COVID, being able, with all the technology and everything that is out there right now, being able to play your part, send it in, still be able to produce a great body of work like you guys have done. And now this is the first week of rehearsals for you guys. And, after a year, and being able to see that starting to unfold, and actually, this is it. Like, it's finally here. And it's just such a great feeling. I can't imagine how it feels for both of you guys.
We're pretty stoked. I think it's full circle, right, Pete?
Yeah, totally, man. It's just to make it kind of makes it real. Like, again, it's what's going to separate, for me personally, like, the feeling of between what we're doing with this project and what I do kind of, you know, on a daily basis. It's like taking it out of the studio and getting it back into a room, like deconstructing the song and going, okay, this is what we did in the track. Now this is what we're going to do live, changing the show, like trying to give it personality, you know, adding bits and pieces here and there, connecting things, maybe a few choice classic covers that we smoke, you know what I mean? Smoke fire, whatever you want to call it. I like smoke. We're like, our music is smoke. That's pretty good. Let's write that down. Let's smoke that one up.
Exactly.
Get the hell out of that.
Yeah.
Just to really get out there and kind of see what this is. Like, we're really, you know, again, it's early days, but we're planning on doing something a little bit special. Like, we're actually going to go for a bit of a bigger band. We're actually going to try a 2-drummer situation. We want to make it something that not every single band is doing. We want it to have a bit more of a, not a show band vibe, but, you know, more like, without being like the Grateful Dead, because musically, obviously, we're nothing like that. We want to kind of bring in some of the coolness of the, you know, their road tripping, their live show vibe, the jamminess, but not a jam band version of it. I don't know how to describe it, but
nice.
We're trying to do something a little different. You know what I mean? We just want to make the show something that people really want to come see, because it doesn't look like every other, you know, 25-year-old country band that jumps on the stage right now.
Well, it just helps with that thinking cap of yours, you know, 15 studio albums under your belt, you know, that just makes such, you know, an impact in being able to look at the influences, you know, that you've had, the people that you've worked with, and then being able to produce as much as you've been doing. And man, 2 drummers. Jeff, everybody knows how much of a fan I am. Yes, I think everybody knows. Everybody knows how much. But I am such a huge fan of yours too, Pete. And it's just to be able to see that come together. Are you going to be bringing it to Ontario, do you think?
Please? Definitely, yeah. It's all going to be starting in Ontario for sure. I mean, again, everything is kind of up in the air. We're not pretending we've got a tour booked or anything, but we're starting to put it together. We'll start to rehearse the band, as I said, in May, and we'll be ready to play, you know, probably by the beginning of June-ish. And we're going to, between now and then, we'll be putting some stuff together. We're going to be talking to some agents, you know, doing all the things that need to get done to try to push this rock up the hill.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. The branding, everything takes time too. It's a big wheel, right? That you guys got to be able to. Yeah, definitely. Talk to us about, you've released 2, and then all of a sudden you've got your new one out right now. But talk to us about the CCR, My Back Door, one of my favorites. You know, Credence, It Doesn't Get Any Better. Talk to us about choosing that one.
Well, it's funny because it was a song that I think from Aaron and I, both from Aaron and I's past. Like, Aaron, you said you used to sing that one live too, right?
Oh yeah, like, and after we covered that, I played it all the time. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a great song, and to be honest, like, for me, it kind of hits right to the DNA of what we think Smoke and Ashes is, or what we want it to be, how we want it to make people feel. You know what I mean? CCR is one of those bands I'm talking about. It was, you know, the good times, that 70s vibe. And it seemed to be a perfect song to put out. It's one of those ones that, you know, you remember from your childhood. My father had it on a workout tape. You know what I mean? It's like, and it stuck around and it connected. And I still remember loving that song every single time I heard it. And then it was like, that would be a great one for us to do. Like I said, because it kind of points to, you know, a modern, we're not trying to be a modern version of that, but we are trying to create that emotion of what the bands of that era did, but still keep it contemporary and modern feeling, you know?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And boy, did you guys kill it on this one. Talk to us about the production and going into that whole outlook and what you guys wanted to be able to do to create that modern twist to it, Pete.
Well, I mean, really, it's quite natural. I mean, I always say with production, like, you know, good songs produce themselves, and great songs like that one, like, I mean, you can't really do any wrong. You know, it's literally plugging in the stuff that feels right to make it genre specific, to make it sound like us. You know what I mean? Which is adding in the banjo, which wasn't there originally, adding in a dobro part and even a dobro solo, which wasn't there originally. So we really wanted to countrify it, but we still wanted to keep it hopping. You know, we still wanted to have that it's kind of country rock. I don't like putting us in that category, Aaron. I think that's kind of probably where we live, right? It's a country rock thing, I guess.
I do think so. Like, all of our stuff really has that rock thing. And I think that's what I said when we were jamming. I go, you know what's really cool, man? This sounds like Pete. I know Harum mm-hmm. Scarum fans might not like country, but I think it's close enough that they go, no, I don't know if this is country. This has got a real good classic rock aspect
it
to
does.
It. Although it's modern too. That's just Pete. Like, Pete really has good sensibility for hooks and melodies, right? There's not going to be a song that goes by without really hooks and melodies, and Pete really digs into that, and it's and he amplifies that, I would say. That's super important to him. So I think that's what really makes this stuff relevant and modern, is we are thinking about that too. Mm-hmm. We want hooks for days. We want to put that in there. But we want our heart in there, what we used to listen to, those influences. We want that in there. But let's make no mistake, we need to keep it super, super interesting, quick and fun for everybody. And, hey, we're just having a good time. I think we're just doing what's fun, too.
And I think yeah. that's exactly the feel you get. And that's what we got when we listened to the music back then. And then to be able to listen to this and just the modern take you guys did with this one. And it is killer. Here is My Back Door by Country Hot New Duo. Smoke and Ashes here on Music's Journey.
Just got home from the Illinois, locked the front door, boy. Got to sit down, take a rest on the porch. Imagination sets in, pretty soon I'm singing. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
There's giants doing cartwheels, a statue wearing high heels. Look at all the happy creatures dancing on the lawn. The dinosaur Victrola. It's listening to Buck Owens. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. Wondrous apparition, divided by magician. Do, 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 looking out my back door.
That was My Back Door by country powerhouse duo Smoke and Ashes, giving us that Southern rock feel, everything that we all love when it comes to CCR. And man, you guys killed it. I loved it. I loved the guitar on this one. Everything. Just front to back. Amazing.
Oh, thanks, Kim.
Thank you so much.
I want to remind everybody you can download it and stream it on all your platforms and share it on your playlists and request it at your local country radio station. Don't forget you can check out their merch page at smokeandashesmusic.com as well. What a great song. Now, let's talk about the influences for you, Aaron, because there's so much. A lot of people don't realize you're not just country. You didn't come from country at all. And, you know, the influences you've had musically as well.
Yeah, over the years, it's varied, right? When I was young, like Pete, I liked to carry around the half stacks and the big guitar amps and rock. You know, but that's where him and I actually really align is rock music. And, you know, I pitched out a band to, I go, hey, have you ever heard of the Marvelous Three? One of my favorite bands, my brother and I. We grew up on the Marvelous Three, and most people don't know that Butch Walker's the Marvelous Three. But I asked Pete, hey, you ever heard of this band? He goes, this is one of my favorite bands. Like, I'm influenced by them. And I was blown away. We just connect on a level. I don't know anybody that knows the Marvelous Three. So for us, I think it started out in rock. And, you know, as we keep playing, sometimes you just gravitate acoustically, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know why, but I think maybe for me it was laziness. I didn't want to hook up my guitar anymore, and then I just grabbed an acoustic. And I think when it comes down to songwriting, I never write with an electric guitar. I always write with an acoustic guitar. So I just think it normally kind of graduated into folk and country. mm-hmm. because I'm used to hearing Steve Earle, you know, Lyle Lovett. That's what it got. It went from rock, and then it went into Steve Earle. And I went, wow, man, like this one guy telling a story in a guitar. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. I don't need anything else. Forget all the rock bands. Forget the drums. Just give me one guy and a guitar. That, you know, Bruce Springsteen's always been there and stuff like that. So, mm-hmm. you know, as I got a little older and wanted things to be a little bit quieter, I started going into that. Now it's coming full circle because I think, you know, we got two drummers. We're going to have 3-4 guitarists. Who knows? But I think it's going to come back full circle. It's going to be a rock and live show, right?
So. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Cannot wait. Cannot wait to see this one pulled together and who you guys end up having on the road with you. It's just going to be killer. Pete, him and his guitar solos.
Oh, yeah.
what can I say?
Oh, stop.
Dill, stop. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that,
stop.
That, the, Kim, keep going. Keep going. The AAA, but I'm telling you, when I'm sitting there and I'm watching that, it's like, are you kidding me? Like, everybody just stops and listens. And the one that you just put on your Instagram there and you've put one on Facebook, I'm like, ah, you know, this is why you're so popular when it comes to playing in any show. If they can get you, they're so lucky to have you. And to be able to produce and the experience you have, God, you're such a good player.
Oh my gosh, Kim, stop. You're killing me.
You're so kind. My Lord, I can't take it.
It's not kind. You are that good. You're just
thank
good.
You.
So
thank
good.
You, I appreciate you saying that.
This guy,
am I red?
See, people don't know, though. You get up at 5 in the morning. Like, you've been playing for 35. Well, I remember you telling me you're 15 years old, rocking solos, right? You've been playing that long. But he still gets up at 5 in the morning to practice his craft.
Wow.
I never do that. That's why he's so darn good, man. I'm like, really? 5 in the morning, he gets practicing, you know? Like, he puts the work
obsessed.
In like I've never seen. Yeah, definitely.
A little obsessed,
but it,
maybe.
It works.
Yeah.
See,
I'm a one-trick pony, but it's a decent kid, I guess.
It pays off, man. Hard work really pays off. You got an amazing solo in your brand-new single that you just put out. I think you're showcasing as well just a little bit of a special guitar there.
Well, in the video, yeah, I use the Jason Berry model. It's our buddy Jason, obviously Jason Berry. Everyone in the country world knows Jason. He is royalty and a hell of a guy, too, like just a sweetheart. So he hooked up with this company, Sithara Guitars, and the guy builds brilliant stuff, Daniel. He builds absolutely brilliant stuff. And it was just special in the way that it had a B-bender on it. So it was something I didn't have, but I wanted to get into. And obviously I bonded with Jason and I was just like, yeah, you know, like there's nothing more cool and supportive than, you know, buying your buddy's signature model guitar. Nothing says I respect you like that. And I wanted him to know I felt that way. And it's a gorgeous guitar. I just absolutely love the thing.
Mm-hmm. It's a really good-looking guitar, I'm telling
it
you.
It is. She's a beautiful
yes.
beast.
Yeah. Really but, good. Adding to your collection yeah. there.
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, the solo for that song kind of was Bill Miller's prodding a bit. Bill's all about, and which is, you know, rightfully so, I guess. I mean, after being in Harum Scarum for so long, and, you know, it's a very long story, but there's a certain level of kind of embarrassment about being a playery guy from the 90s. I say 90s, the world thinks it's the 80s. It was actually the 90s, people. no, you know what I mean? Like, there is some embarrassment for a long time, especially less so now. But even like, you know, what I'm doing now with the guitar solos online, I never would have done that in the 90s. It's just women, who's this ass clown? You know? I don't know if I can say that. But yeah, Bill's all about distinction, which we are as well. I mean, clearly our music doesn't really sound like anything popular. Let's put it that way. It's not like it sounds exactly like what's on the radio. But like I said, Bill's always been about distinction and he wanted me to lean into the guitar playing thing. So I pulled that together and I sent it to him. He goes, yes, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. So I was like, oh, shoot.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, we'll leave it then, Bill. This one's on you. So any bad news on that one, we'll have to roll that back to Bill.
No, he's going to have nothing but, you know, praise and praise because I was so happy when I heard that. So happy when I heard that in the song.
It's funny stuff, you know, and again, it's just leaning into some stuff that not everybody's doing. And, you know, we're going to try to bring more of that to the live show. Just some stuff that not everybody's doing, like I said.
Well, I'm telling you, I said this as soon as I knew the two of you were teaming up on this project, and I went, oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know, it doesn't get any better than this one. Tell us about writing this new single, and that is You Gotta Live. And that is just like perfect timing right now, too. Right? So tell us about that, Aaron.
Yeah, I think probably this one was the toughest one on the record to write, right, Pete? Because
you flipped it and saved it.
Yeah, I always find like there's a combination, right? And you got to have this epiphany moment. We were pushing it uphill, but you know when there's something great about it. So I think it was maybe three writes, and we were like, should we just give this up? And then I can't remember what the flip was, but the switch just turned, and I went, oh, right, this is what we have to do with it. I think we were kind of having motor running as the tag. Mm. Gotta get your motor running. And then I was like, no, it's not the tag. It's the first line. We need a tag. So it kind of flipped it. We went, oh, okay, there it is.
Mm.
So sometimes I'm a little slow with those things, but I mean, it's just...
Not that day, buddy.
Yeah, not that day.
You pulled that one out of the wood chipper.
Yeah, I think we were really at the point of just like, all right, forget it. We're done. And there was just something there. I'm like, no, not willing to let it go. Here it is. I think I probably went outside or something and took a second to myself. That's what we like to do. If we're thinking, Pete and I say this when we're writing, if we're thinking, we go outside and we come back.
Yeah, you got to go take a green moment.
Yeah, we got to take a green moment. We come back and we go, oh, there we go. Now we're out of our own way. Now we can write the song. So that's kind of our process, and you know, that's a great thing, because I don't write like that. When I was working with other people, I never write like that, but with Pete, I do. So this whole process was a lot different from what I normally do, and you know, writing songs for 25 years, I can be kind of stuck in my way, but you know, like Pete said, hey, we're writing one song, and we're going to write it till it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard that in a writing room. It's, hey, we got 3 hours. Let's write a song. If it doesn't happen, it doesn't. If it does, great. So it was a whole different process, and it was a great process. And now we got our thing down. And I think that's what makes it different than me just going to write a song with, you know, David Boy James or whoever's in the room today.
Mm-hmm.
We really have a different thing going on, and I think that'll carry on. And it's not really like, hey, we need to create this brand. We need to stay on brand. With us, it's just like that. That's what naturally comes out.
We are the brand.
Yeah, we are the brand. And that
couldn't be more real, man. That's great.
Yeah. And people got it. Like, we didn't know. We were just like, okay, this is what we're doing. And then people go, oh, that sounds really consistent. Like, you guys have a brand here. And we're like, okay, I guess. But that's just what it sounds like when we write together. And it's different. And I love it.
Well, I think through all the years that you've had, Pete, you know, when it comes to putting out all these albums, and being able to take a look at how that writing process works and how busy you guys were in the band, to be able to strip that back and say, you know what, we just got to have fun. Because if you don't have fun, it makes it so much harder to write. So approaching it this way is just such a natural process, right?
Well, and that was the thing too. I mean, I had been like, I think we covered this last time we spoke, Kim, but like I had been playing on all Aaron's music for a really long time and had developed quite a respect for him as an artist, a performer, and a songwriter. And I always wanted to hook up with him and write, you know, and basically what we were kind of doing, I think at the time, Aaron, correct me if I'm crazy, but I was telling you at the time that I wanted to start doing a solo project. I wanted to start doing my own country thing, country rock thing, whatever you want to call it. But I was going to do some more solo music. So I wanted to write with Aaron because I wanted to get his magic on my tracks. So so the next thing you know, we write this song and then it just turns into this feeling and this thing. It just became about, I completely lost my frame of reference. What the hell am I talking about here, Kim? You're gonna have to cut that out. I completely went off on a tangent. I looked shiny and it all went south.
It's the romance.
You were, going solo and then I derailed the whole thing. I derailed.
Yeah, that is basically the truth. Thank God you did too. It's good. It's all things at their time. No, I really don't know what my point was originally.
The bromance.
The bromance. Well, yeah.
It just happened.
It did, man. It just happened. It's true. We kind of knew it. We both kind of, I think, had the same feeling. You know, we'd hang out at the CMAOs and we'd take a green break together. And, you know, it was just, you know, we bonded over that. And it just, everything that Aaron and I have done together has just felt so natural. Like, that's the thing. I mean, that is the way I've always done the song thing. We don't just throw a bunch of darts and hope for the best. Like, not that everybody's doing that, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it is a matter of quantity versus, you know, focusing in. And Scarum would only write a completely different animal, not in any way comparable, but the same idea. Like, we would only write enough songs for the record. Mm-hmm. And we just wouldn't put anything on that we didn't think was good enough. We wouldn't finish anything that we didn't think was worthy of a record. And some people might go, well, you sure did. You put out a bunch of stuff that's terrible. But, you know, in our minds, you know, you get it to that point. And, you know, I don't want a whole bunch of songs sitting around that don't get cut. I want to write stuff that speaks to the moment, speaks to the point, and for Aaron and I, you know, really tries to capture that vibe, man. We needed something good. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole world, it's like I you know, one of my favorite bands, probably my favorite band of all time, the Eagles. Yeah, hate them or love them.
Mine too.
Both ways. Well, there you go, right? So we're on the same page. But, you know, I remember watching the documentary, and you listen to Don Henley, and I can't remember which one of them. They were talking about the time when the Eagles came out, and that the world was just coming out of the Vietnam War, or America was just coming out of the Vietnam War, like things, they needed something good, you know, mm-hmm. what I mean? And then Outcomes Take It Easy. As we know, the rest is history, right? Biggest band ever, like the songs just made people feel better. And to be honest, when Aaron and I started this, that was almost instantly our goal and our focus, because it's all about lifestyle and feeling good and easy things and not being hard and complicated and technology. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's about feelings and getting back to that thing and trying to bring some positivity to the world again. Easy positivity, you know, not forced self-help bullshit. Like, it just feels good, you know?
Well, because everybody challenges everything. And it's like, you know what, if you just look and simplify your life and just surround yourself with, you know what, live in that moment. What's the silver lining right there? You know, it's always there if you just look for it. And it just, it's such an amazing take on this one. That's what I got from you gotta live, because it's perfect timing right now. It's just simple. You know what, just enjoy life. It's just, that's what we need to do. And it's just such a great song. It is such a good one.
I'm glad it invokes that. That's the heart of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I'm sure Pete can attest to it. Like, he's had a career where he's done a lot of hard work, and I'm solo over here by myself, and it's like he says, it's like pushing a rock up a mountain a lot of the times.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we're gonna start a new band, we're gonna put all that work in, but it's not gonna be like pushing a rock up a mountain. We didn't want that. We've done that. We want something different. And, you know, I'm over here bleeding emotionally for Aaron Allen stuff. I don't want to do that. I just want to get on the stage and rock with my buddies, and I want to have everybody sing along.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this is what it was all about. We take our other projects super, super seriously, as we do this one.
Yep.
But in a different way. And it was great. I think this is it's something I've never done. And I don't think it's anything Pete's ever done. So it's really like years of all this. You know, I've been banging my head against the wall a long time, and now it's just like, stop banging your head and just have fun.
Enjoy.
And I think it was the right time for both of us.
Mm-hmm. I think everybody can attest to being able to go to a festival and being able to get up there and just sing, you know, all the fans sing into the songs, and that's the memorable moments. Those are the ones where the fans say, you know, I want to go back. You know, I can't wait till they play again. It was such a good time. Everybody's enjoying the music. And like you said, it's taken away from the seriousness and getting in there and just playing the songs that people can sing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we can't take ourselves too... Yeah, simplify it. And when we're writing it, we can't take it too seriously. We got to make sure that it comes out and comes through us rather than us getting in the way and using our brains. It's got to come through us. And, you know, I always say coming out of your heart rather than your head. That's what I really feel this project is.
Yeah,
and then Pete's a genius with production.
I was going to say, I was just about to say that.
All right, I wrote the song with you, Pete. You go do your thing. And, and he sends it back to me, and I go, whoa, okay.
What? That's awesome.
I think the hardest part for us potentially, I know for myself sometimes, is walking that line between it being fun and, you know, bordering on campy. Because I never want our music to be campy. As much as we're having fun with it and everything, we want it to be fun. But you know what I mean? There's a lot of room there in between, right? So still trying to keep it clever, funny, something that's going to amuse people. Because truthfully, I don't want to spill my heart to people right now. I want to just, you know, I mean, we have one song that's a very much, you know, and I like to think of, correct me if you think I'm crazy, Aaron, but I like to think of it as it's almost an old school kind of drinking sad country song, not so much a drinking song, but the heartbreak song, right? And it's like two different guys telling each other the story of their broken hearts over their women kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it feels traditional in concept. So that's the only thing that's kind of not fun on our record, I guess, potentially. But the other stuff, it's really kind of walking that line of going, okay, we can't be too campy. Because, man, I tell you, I swear to God, I don't think I wanted to be a musician. I think I wanted to be a stand-up comedian. Because I can't keep my mouth shut. I just can't. It's gonna be bad. When you give me a mic, I'm telling you now, it's going to be bad.
No wonder you and... stand-up comedian.
We'll
just do that together.
No wonder this works. I was just about to say that. No wonder this works. No wonder. Sharp nine, all of you. If I had you all in the same room on the show, I'm telling you, I'd just give you guys the mics.
Can you make that happen? Can you bring Bill in this room?
I can. And Jeff, I was going to bring all four of you guys
together.
Oh, that
would be great.
Oh, that would be good fun.
All four of us really like to talk, though. That's going to be trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, I can rail you in. I can do it, I think.
I know you
first
can.
One.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites right now. It's such a cool song. We are going to play You Gotta Live right here. Smoke and Ashes here on Music Journey.
You don't need to set the world on fire. You can sit and watch the clouds roll by. Yeah, whatever gets you high. Yeah, whatever frees your mind. You don't gotta be a millionaire. It ain't the money gonna get you there. Yeah, whatever gets you high. Yeah, whatever gets you by. Whatever gets your motor running. Yeah, whatever it is. Oh, you gotta keep it coming. That's the way you gotta live. Whatever gets you where you're going. It doesn't matter where you've been. Whatever gets you motor running. That's the way you gotta live. You don't need to have it all worked out. But you can sit and watch the world go around. Yeah, whatever gets you high. Oh, we're only killing time. But you don't need to win the lottery. If you're living like you ought to be. Yeah, whatever gets you high. Yeah, whatever gets you by. Whatever gets your motor running. Yeah, whatever it is. Oh, you gotta keep it calm. The way you gotta live, yeah. Whatever gets you where you're going. It doesn't matter where you've been. Whatever gets your motor running. That's the way you gotta get your motor running. Yeah, whatever it is. Oh, you gotta keep it coming. That's the way you gotta live. Whatever gets you where you're going. It doesn't matter where you've been. Whatever gets your motor running. That's the way you gotta live. Whatever gets your motor running. That's the way you gotta live.
That was the killer new single, You Gotta Live, by my very special guest, country duo Smoke and Ashes, with Pete Lesperance and Aaron Allen here on Music's Journey. You guys can download it, you can stream it on all your platforms, and making sure you share it on your playlist. Request it at your local country radio station. And don't forget to check out their merch page, and that is smokeandashesmusic.com. What a great, great song. What a cool guitar solo. I love it. I can't get enough of you, Pete, I'm telling you, when it comes to you and playing guitar.
Oh, thanks, Kim.
Little,
Now, I love it too.
I tell you, everybody does. Now, when it comes to you guys taking a look at the production for the rest of it, can you share any more about what's coming?
Well, as far as like conceptually, it's all the same, right? I mean, we're dealing with the same instruments. We're trying to keep a really heavy kind of organic acoustic country influence in the songs as much as, like I said, I'm trying to modernize the production so they don't sound old timey. There's dobro in every song. There's banjo in every song. You know, lots of guitar stuff. It's pretty straight up. I mean, it's really much more based around the songs than the production, I think. Anyway, that's how I feel about it. But like I said, to me, songs kind of produce themselves. You hear it on an acoustic version of a song, and the song just starts asking for things to me, and I just start sticking them on, and the next thing you know, I'm looking at the whole thing and, you know, kind of done. And especially when we're involving, you know, the incredible players that we always are, like Jeff and Justin, those guys, you know, you literally send them the stuff. This is the song. What they send you back is exactly what you'd want from anybody, because they're all producers. We're all producers. You know? Mm-hmm. We're not all nickel and diming each other on, like, you know, did you do this part? Is this, could you do that? Like, everybody's just, we trust each other because we all have instincts that are worthy of trust, for lack of a better way to put it. You know what I mean? So when I send Justin something, he just sends me back what he's done, what's right for the song, what he thinks is right for the song. And he's right. Usually it's great. It's a great way. We all work like that now. It's quite a new way to work production. You know, sometimes it almost feels like, how can I say I produced this when I wasn't there when the drums went down? I wasn't there when the bass went down, but this is the modern world, you know?
Mm-hmm. You know? And you're doing all the mixing for everything. You've done all the co-writes for all the Smoke and Ashes music. And I'm telling you, you're all geniuses, every one of you.
Oh, stop.
Well, it's true.
It's almost like we paid you, Kim. You're so nice.
No.
Well, that's my high school English teacher that punked me four times. I failed guitar twice in high school. Tell that to my guitar teacher.
You've just got so much experience, and that is why when you're touring with, you know, Washboard Union, Dan Davidson, Michelle Wright, Rivertown Saints, Dustin Bird, like Jim Cuddy, it just goes on and on and on. That's why I say that, because you're just that good. And Aaron, I'm telling you, what a year for you last year.
It was a good year.
Yeah, it was a good year for you. You won the CMA Awards for Artist of the Year and Album of the Year. Congratulations, because I didn't get to see you when that all went down.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah, it was unexpected and truly an honor. It's amazing, a memory I'll never forget. And it's been so great. So during COVID, so much great has happened. It's been crazy. I've been very grateful. And it's been a bumpy ride, but yeah, it's been good stuff for sure.
And look where you landed. You signed with Sharp 9 Music for this project with Bill Miller, and it has just been such a match made in heaven with you guys. You and your beautiful wife, Amy, combined your talents on the single for you, which was Just Getting By, and Amy also releasing her debut original single as well, and that is What It Is. Incredible time for you guys.
It's been great. Yeah, I'm stoked for her too. She's got more music coming out, and
so
and
do
now
you.
I got a song coming out. I don't know what day it is today, but Friday.
I think it's coming out Friday.
Yeah.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. We got a song called Coming Home out, and it's gonna be great.
Killer song.
Yeah, Pete played on it as always. What'd you do on there? Was it dobro, Pete?
I think it was dobro. Yeah.
Yeah, he did the dobro on there, and I really love this one, and it's what you expect from me, another emotional feeler, but
we love those though from you.
Well, that's what's in me. That's the great thing about Smoke and Ashes is I can do the Aaron Allen thing and just you know, do the emotional thing, and it doesn't really matter to me if it goes on radio or not anymore or what happens to it. I'm just, if it's slow, it's slow. It doesn't matter. But with Smoke and Ashes, it's a whole other side I get to experience.
Mm-hmm.
So I think in the long run, the Aaron Allen project is just going to get maybe a little deeper. Mm. And I'm allowed to do that because I have this other side. And you know, Pete over here, I express this with Pete and I get that out. So I think, yeah, Aaron Allen, I could, it seems weird to say Aaron Allen, but Aaron Allen, I could kind of, I think I'm just kind of doing what I want now, you know, and we always have done that, but to the fact that I'm just like, hey, you know, we're just getting by. I just wrote that one myself. And, you know, it was just exactly what I wanted to do at that moment. Mm-hmm. I set out to do that song intentionally, and I didn't think about anything that was going on around me. Wasn't trying to fit it into a box. Now I feel I could just do that and let the art come out naturally the way it should be.
And it's so refreshing when you're looking at that full circle now, comparison to when you first start out and, you know, what a young artist is looking to do, and it's always trying to fit into that cookie cutter mold to whatever's playing on radio. Right. And
well, that's tough. Cause we chase that, right? Mm-hmm. Like that. We don't know. We're like, what are we supposed to do? Oh, that's what we're supposed to do. And then we just end up doing that. Right. And then everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I guess if I could say anything to the kids coming up, it's like, I don't know, man. Once you get to the top of the mountain, you realize you should just be doing what you want the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter either way. Just do what you want because that's the only thing that's important.
You know what? Experience brings that around, right? When you're remembering what you're doing it all for. And that's ideally what it is. It's just doing it because this is what you love to do. And both of you love music so much, and that's why this works. And now you're starting to see all of that recognition for all the work both of you have done, you know, throughout the years. But for you, Alan, it's just such an amazing time, and it's only going to get better. It's only
hopefully
going to get better. I know that we're going to start seeing you more and more and more and more on that podium. So we're looking forward to that.
Thank you so much.
Such great work. Pete, when we're talking about all the instruments, because we keep hearing it, what are all the instruments that you play?
It's a much shorter list if you ask me what are all the instruments I play well. But no, I'm obviously primarily I'm a guitar player, but over the last bunch of years, just since I got into the country thing, I've kind of picked up, you know, all the standard sort of bluegrass stuff, banjo, dobro, mandolin, I have a mandola, whatever it takes, you know, and I've put in a bunch of time on all of them. I'm probably best at dobro and then banjo, and I barely touched the mandolin, but you know, you just, as a producer, you can use all these instruments. I started playing pedal steel again in the last couple, or not again, but for the first time in the last couple of years, will be the challenge and the bane of my existence for the rest of my life, which is fun. But yeah, no, I'm a perpetual student. That's kind of the thing. It's like I just keep trying to learn how to do different things, and you know, it just, that's what got me into country music, is because I practiced rock so much and got it to a point where, you know, I just personally couldn't, I ran out of ideas and I ran out of road basically. And then when I got into the country thing, it just changed everything and completely inspired me. And then, you know, the more I got into the music, I've always loved dobro, but slide guitar was very daunting to me. It wasn't something I ever pursued because I was such a rock dolt. Mm-hmm. So it's not something I really understood. But when I got into it, I fell in love with all those instruments. And like Aaron was saying, I'm very much favoring acoustic guitar these days over electric, even though I'm doing all that stuff on TikTok. But
Keep sharing.
I will.
If I don't get to see you, it's the only way I can live through my, okay, I'm missing Pete right now. He needs to play. Come on.
Yeah, we will. We will be soon. And you'll get far too much of us.
Oh, no. I doubt that. Do you have any solo artist performances coming up for you, Pete?
No, not at all. That's something that I'm just starting to pursue, actually. Like I was saying earlier, when Aaron and I started the Smoke and Ashes thing, originally we were writing a song that I was probably going to try to use for my own thing. But over the last year as well, I've written another probably 7 tunes of my own. Mm. So I've got a bunch of stuff in the works now. And Aaron and I's plan, you know, a lot of people may think like, oh, it's, you know, it's weird. Like Aaron's doing his thing and then it's Smoke and Ashes and now Pete's doing his own thing. That's, what are they doing? You know, it's like, but we're musical people. This is what we do. I've got a recording studio. You can't friggin' stop me.
No.
You know what I mean? You can't. So
ask your daughter.
Exactly. That's right. And yeah, we're just going to keep making music. And that includes me doing my stuff and putting it out there and getting it out there. And Aaron and I have already talked about it and decided that
When you come see a Smoke and Ashes show, well, we're going to play some Aaron Allen songs. We're going to play some Pete Lesperance songs. So it's going to kind of, oh my God, I said my own name. Oh,
there is, I know. It's weird, eh?
I've done it now. I've done it. I've jumped the shark already. That didn't take long.
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, we're going to play stuff from all of the whatever we got. We're just going to play it. And we're just going to put it all together because, again, we're musical people. It may confuse some or people may not understand it, but, you know, talk to us if you
think
don't like
so.
The songs. Other than that, I don't know what to say, right? We make music. It's what we do. So.
Oh, I think it's awesome. That's why I was asking, because I know that the two of you would probably be playing a combination of both the music on stage. And I think that's what people are going to be looking for, you know, because everybody knows the
sure.
two of you.
No one's heard mine, but with hopefully soon it will be out in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to like it. I got a taste of it. You're going to like it.
Oh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Too kind.
Now, you've got a show already booked, and that's for the Red Barn. That's the first one coming up, right?
That's right. We're doing that's going to be a full band one, but we might even do an acoustic one before then. We're working on an acoustic one at the Red Barn. So that, just a four-piece. We kind of got a four-piece thing that we're putting together with Barry singing backup and doing bass, and then Amy, my wife, doing some harmonies too. So why don't we try to... Let's do that. We can have an acoustic show and a full band show and see what that's like.
Ooh, cannot wait. Now, talk to us about this cannabis band element to the band.
Yeah, go ahead, Aaron.
the cannabis element. It's in everything that we do, and it's a, kind of a lifestyle. I think when Pete and I first started, we share this kinship that it's like, It's daily for us. It's every day. It's our lifestyle. It's part of our life. And I kind of, you know, I feel like, ooh, should we write about that? You know, it's always been illegal, so we've never been able to write about it. But it's a huge part of our lives.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just kind of taking that part of our life, and we're finally able to express it. Mm-hmm. But just putting it in everyday stuff, like, even though we do have some cannabis references, if you don't smoke cannabis or, you know, stuff like that, you're still going to enjoy it. It's still classic.
Yep.
We still think that there's a timeless thing there. And like Pete says, once in a while, we'll incorporate some jokes, and we don't want it to be campy. Like, hey, we smoke a bunch of weed and it's funny. No, we don't want to do that. Like, we really toil over the jokes. If we put a joke in there, we go, I don't know, man, is that too campy? And we put some time into flushing that out. But it just makes its way in because it's our lifestyle, and it's something that him and I share together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we bond, right? It's not just like, hey, man, rock and roll guitars and acoustic guitars. It's like, this is our kinship. Mm-hmm. And I think people out there, they're going to feel that too. And there isn't really a band out there doing that these days. And, you know, I want to feel that. I want to feel the crowd. I want to feel the energy, the like-minded people coming out and, you know, when we're playing and how it smells in the air and, you know, everybody's, I want to feel that, you know,
the smoking songs, right?
Yeah. Everybody's welcome. You know, it doesn't need to just be cannabis. Everybody's welcome. And it's all just about, I think when I'm smoking, sometimes that's the best part of me. It's the part where I don't think about if the industry's going to like my new song. I just have fun. And I'm relaxed, and I'm not stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time in my life, meeting Pete, we found a vehicle to bring that to the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's never been there before. Like, the songs that I put out, sometimes there's a lot of stress in that. Before I release it, there's a lot of stress. With Smoke and Ashes, there isn't. It doesn't stress me out. It might stress Pete out. It doesn't stress me out. I just go, this is damn fun, you know?
It doesn't stress you out, does it, Pete?
No, I wouldn't say stressed out, you know? You can't. I always say, I've been in harem scarum. You can't scare me. There's nothing that you can do to me that hasn't been
say.
Done or said.
I like
negative that hasn't been said about me. So, no, you know what? I just believe in what we're doing so much because I'm just leaning into it so hard because it's real. It's just us. Like, we're writing songs about the stuff we like, and we're writing the kinds of songs we like, and we're not tailoring it to anything. And that's just the way it developed. And people do on small grassroots level, but people are getting it, and the people that we respect are getting it. And to me, that honestly, at this point, is the most important thing, because
mm-hmm.
that means there's a future to it. You know what I mean? And potentially, and there's, and like I said, there's the whole lifestyle side as well, that we're, you know, we're not Cheech and Chong. There's already a Cheech and Chong. We don't need to be that campy, but you know, really, like, honestly, like Willie sells the message in America, right? Because he means it, and he's a proponent. And quite frankly, we mean it too. And mm-hmm. we're, you know, we do the cannabis every day. It's part of the routine.
Creativity.
Has been since, you know, exactly, mm-hmm. all of it, right? Everything, just getting through the day. Sometimes it's what keeps you calm. It's what keeps you centered. Pulled
exactly.
it aside, yeah. But it's yeah, it's just that's part of it. I don't think we can keep up. I don't think I could personally keep up. Like I said, it's so integrated into my life, and I'm not ashamed of it. You know, and I love that we can say that now. I love that we can get out there. And
yeah.
proponents of it, because it's been a positive thing in my life. I can't pretend it's been anything but, and I don't want to anymore. So
yeah, it's not a vice. This isn't a vice for us, right? Like that's what we want people to know. It's not a vice. Mm-mm. It's a way of life. Like that, I didn't start smoking till what, 36 or something like that. And the reason I did is my wife said, you better try something here. And she got me onto it. You should try this. You need to settle down, because music's hard and it stresses me out. Mm-hmm. And it changed my life. And it's not a vice to get us through the day. It's a great thing. I think it's a really positive thing. And, you know, I'd rather be doing this than other medications and stuff. Like,
absolutely.
It changed my life for the better.
Every single concert you go to for how many decades, you know,
yeah.
it's always been there. It's just people just didn't talk about it. Now we can't, so it's all good.
Well, and it's so funny too, the stigma that goes along with weed now, even now, you know. But meanwhile, you can sell alcohol in the most glamorous ways you can imagine, right? Meanwhile, you know, the scientific facts are stacking up not so well in alcohol's favor. You know, that's why we always say smoking songs are the new drinking songs.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was gonna say. The smoking songs are the new drinking songs.
That's right.
You can,
and that's why we'll never break up, Pete. Because
that's
we'll
right.
It's like, no, let that slide. It's not like we're drinking whiskey and. No, man, that was my line. I want 51%.
That's right. No, we'll just argue about who's going to roll the next one.
Yeah. Smoke another, Aaron. Settle down.
Yeah. Well, I'm so glad you guys came on the show. I cannot wait to have you guys back and talk about what's coming up for you guys throughout the rest of the year. I cannot wait to see you guys playing live, and I bet you guys cannot wait to do that coming up in May. So happy for you guys. Great, great tune. And killer music. It's only three. I cannot wait till the rest. We got six all together this year, right?
Actually, what is it, Aaron? Seven all together.
Yeah, seven. Yep.
Even better. See?
And we'll just keep rolling. We're just going to keep rolling.
Literally.
Oh, God. See, this stuff writes itself, Aaron.
Yeah. See, just keep rolling.
Like, it just never stops. Oh,
that's God. The new song. Yeah, there we
go. It is.
Rolling, see, rolling, rolling,
rolling. See, I was so excited about spring, but see, man, I cannot wait till summer's here now. So I'm just so looking forward to it. Thank you guys so much for spending some time with us. And I am so happy for you. And I cannot wait to see what you guys are putting out next.
Thanks so much, Kim.
Oh, you guys take care and have a great day and come back really soon. I need my Pete and Aaron fix.
Anytime.
Anytime. Say the word.
Yeah.
We'll start bugging you around 9-ish, maybe?
Yeah, see, there we go.
Yeah, Pete's up at 5.
Yeah, I'm up at 5. I can start really early.
Okay, I'm up at 6. I'm not up at 5, but I'm up at 6.
Good.
There you go.
That's good.
All right, so say hi to everybody. Say hi to Bill for us, and say hi to Jeff for me. And
will do. Thank you so much.
All right, you guys take care. Have a great day.
You too.
Don't forget you can download Smoke and Ash's new single, You Gotta Live, on all your streaming platforms and share it on all your playlists. You can also request the songs that you love at your local country radio station. A great big thank you for Pete Lesperance and Aaron Allen for coming on the show. I cannot wait to have them back. I hope you enjoyed the show tonight. I have some great shows coming up. I'll be interviewing Chris Buck. Devin Cooper's going to be here. Dan Davidson's going to be back. Jamie Warren, Jason Blaine, Anna Mackenzie Lee Mayer, New Moon Junction, and so many more. I hope you can join me here next time on the Music's Journey Show. Don't forget you can check out all my podcasts at musicsjourney.com for more artists' interviews that you do not want to miss. You can also check out the articles that I write on all the artists that you know and love, with all their latest music, videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will see you here next time on Music's Journey.
Just got home from Illinois, locked the front door. Sets in. Pretty soon I'm singing.